This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you all for joining the Latin Generation panel call. We have Mariana, Ahmed, Bill, Dennis, Fiametta, Mats, Mikal, Michael, Sarmad on the call. So Mariana, over to you.
Good morning, good afternoon, and whatever part of the day is in your part of the world. The main point today is to discuss as much as we can the proposal of the new work plan. Of the new work plan. I have proposed something which may be good. We shall if we accept that this is suitable, that we can work according to this work plan, we can give some preliminary variants to the integration panel after 10 weeks of work. I mean, after we finish, something else on the screen than I have in my. It just looks different. I think that's the same. 220. Let me check. 20 weeks, and before that, we have. That's the right one. But the display of the plan is a little bit different than when we look it in Google Docs. Okay, that's the correct plan. So, the document is correct. So I think we have to consider what could we make any errors working according to this proposal. It seems that we can work according to this plan and give integration panel first results about our variants after 10 weeks. Maybe I don't see it, it's a complex thing, but I don't see if anyone sees any kind of obstacle or any kind of doubt that it could be done in that way, please, let's discuss it now. I got a few remarks from Dennis, and the other one I saw today from Bill. But please, I have nothing else to say. If anyone has to say something, please raise the hand. I will give the floor to one who raised the hand first. Sorry for this. Okay. Does anyone think that that this kind of plan working in two different, to divide the task in two different streams, and that these two streams can provide relevant information in a proposed task, and that the essence of our work is not wrong. I think that you understand what is my doubts. Matt, please. You rose the hand. Matt, it's your floor.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. This is Matt. One says that we should, in 2 weeks, develop the code point inclusion criteria and development of code point repertoire. I don't understand what that means. But then at the same time, we should work on the variants. And when we don't know what code points that we will have in the Latin repertoire, how could we develop the variants? Or find out the variant to other scripts.
I have a problem hearing you because it is a little bit too loud.
let me try to...
Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you, Mariana.
Yeah. My idea was... Yeah, it's better now. My idea was that we have almost, I forgot how many people in the panel. I think the number is something like 17. Maybe not all of them could start working, I mean, when we got to the real physical work, I mean, when we develop procedures, how this work will be done, maybe not all of them could take part in the group, but if we have 17 people, and if we divide these 70 persons in two groups, we have to judge in which group we have more work to do, we shall allocate more people to this group, and we can start with MSR. And one group of people were looking in MSR, code points, Latin code points from MSR, and trying, after we define rules, after we define, let me see, just a moment, after we determine criteria for including code points, including or excluding, and determining criteria for within script and cross script variants. We have first to develop rules. When this part of the job is finished, we can after that develop a kind of procedure. I mean, what everybody should do to check the criteria we have specified. And we can divide these 17 people or 10 or 12 people in two groups. Maybe if we see that there is more job to be done in developing principles than in developing code points repertoire, we shall allocate, for example, 8 people to developing repertoire and 6 people to developing variants, for defining variants. And they can start to work in parallel. The first round of the work will be done using code points from MSR2, which are exactly defined. When we finish both parts on MSR as a main source of information and MSR2 as a main source of information, activity 5, preparation for public comment, we have a 5.1 activity which should integrate works of group 1 and group 2. As I see it, we shall have some during developing the code point repertoire, we shall exclude some code points from MSR2 or propose to for some a group of code points to be included in MSR. And I don't expect that this table will be, let's say, hundreds of code points. It might be, as I looked through it, it might be 10 or 20 codes which should be, let's say, processed at the end on the side of developing code points, and on the other side when the group 2 finish the table of variants, we have just to integrate those code points from a repertoire into variants. If some code points from the MSR2 are excluded, we shall delete them from the variants if they are there. On the other side, if some new code points should be proposed to be included in MSR after developing the repertoire, we shall discuss probably with IP, so shall we check those new code points against variants or not? That's one of the things I don't have at this moment the response. I mean, I don't have the answer for this question. Mats, was I clear or not?
Maybe.
Maybe. Of course. Of course. We are discussing. Oh. I was proposing this.
The time.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yeah, the time. Please, please.
So what should, what are we expected to do in the first 2 weeks? It sounds like a very short time.
But first 2 weeks should be, that's just, that will be the theoretical job. Let's say, people who are, let's say, who have some linguistic experience and some and have some feeling what is expecting of us to be done, they shall try to develop rules. For example, code for including a specific code point in the repertoire, it should be that this code point is used in some, in a live language, in the language which is spoken and used on the internet. I don't know. A few criteria. Second one may be that
that's
it,
number G.
Mariana,
yes,
code point repertoire.
I think my understanding is that Mats is asking about the first 2 weeks, which is initial work 1.1. And my understanding is that what is being proposed is first 2 weeks is we just organizing ourselves.
Of course. Dividing people in the group, in two groups and find the chair for each group and, we need some time after we find people who could develop criteria. I suppose they will chairing one of these groups, and we have to issue some kind of call for volunteers and to see how many people could devote their time in the following steps and how much time they could devote to this, that we can better. Better plan or divide our the workload. It is just one, just 2 weeks are just between two calls, nothing, not more than this.
The bullets on the group one and group two are not done within the 2 weeks.
No, no, just organization. Just organization.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Just, these people are allocated to group one and group two. The chair of the group one will be such as, this and this person, the chairman of the group two will be such and such person. This person will accept to look a little bit deeper in these tasks and say, I can do it or I can't do it or I need some help. Or whatever. I have problems with this and I don't have problems. I can start immediately and so on. Because after we divide people in the groups and after we define criteria, we have to develop, that will be during next 4 weeks, definition of criteria for the group one and group two. We also have to develop some kind of easy procedure for people who are dealing with this stuff for the first time, that it should be easy for them to take the job and work on it. For example, look that there and there. If something you cannot find, please write it in the different table. Someone more experienced will solve this problem and so on. Was I clear?
Yes,
because when
you.
We... Sorry? Please repeat.
Thank you. It's clear.
Oh,
it's,
I, because...
You. It's clear.
Thank you. Thank you. Maybe maybe I because if something is in my head, it doesn't mean that it is clear to everyone. So that's why we are discussing things. Because when we start real work, developing code point repertoire and developing variants, every person who will be in that group to take just, I say it, it's a physical job, the procedure for those people should be clear enough what they shall do with the material they are processing. You maybe remember, I made some kind of procedure when we testing the amount of time that we need for process one language. After that, we decided that it is about 20 minutes per language. I developed a small procedure, just take this and this and go there and there and do that and that and write this here and write the other thing somewhere else and something like this. It will be much more efficient if we do in that way than if we give not strictly defined, without not strictly defined procedure, the task for the people who are for the first time here to fulfill it. Because we have newcomers, some of them are not very familiar with all this stuff we are doing here. Oh, that was enough of me. If there, is there anything else that I can explain, or maybe some other view of the whole thing. I mean, the discussion can help us only to improve it or to make it in quite different way. My main idea was to have something after 10 weeks that if integration panel is asking us for some input for the according to these variant problems, that we can give them something which we passed, which we have done, honoring our own procedures, not just checking what the other panels have been done. My feeling is that we can do it in that way. At least, we shall send this proposal to integration panel and see, because they are more experienced than all of us here, if it is feasible to be done in that way. Mats, please. Your hand is up.
Yes, thank you. Two reflections. One is that going through all the languages is so much larger work than doing the variant check against Armenian, Cyrillic, and Greek.
Yes, I agree with
one
you.
Aspect. And the second aspect is that the variant set against those scripts cannot be finalized until we have finalized the set, the Latin script. Set that we want to see in the result, because there may be additional characters outside MSR2 that we feel are necessary, and they might collide with characters in the other scripts.
Yes, of course. Yes, I understand you, but that's why we have this activity number 5. Well, this kind maybe the English word is discrepancies or something, the differences could be checked and done properly in the before we prepare our work for the public comment. We have this step. I have somehow defined this step, and Dennis helped me to give the better description of this activity, but if it is not clear enough, I am asking anyone to help me with English language with this, but the main point in 5.1 is that we shall look at the developed code point repertoire on one side and the developed variants to the other side and see if there is any differences between starting MSR2, if there is any new things that we have to deal with. And I don't expect that this will be more than 10 or 20 code points or something like this. On the other hand, and it is not clear what we have to do with those code points which are not in MSR2, and we find them during developing our code point repertoire. We have to submit it those code points somehow to integration panel and hear from them what they want us to do with these extra code points which are not included in MSR2. And I agree with you completely. The developing code point for repertoire is several times or maybe 10 times bigger job than developing variants, because last time during this meeting we had in Copenhagen, as I can remember, Asmus told us that we have to look only at homoglyphs. And he said that almost the whole MSR2 is pretty clean. We have to take special account we have to investigate extra those code points with Cedilla. Something is mixed there with those code points which has Cedilla. But we shall do, the group who is dealing with the variants, they will look it properly. I'm not quite sure, maybe to allocate, first we have to start to see how many people are from this working group are willing to contribute to the, I'm again said, physical job which shall last, let's say, in a code point variant for 6 weeks. And in developing repertoire for 18 weeks. 18 weeks is a pretty long period of time. Maybe some people can contribute a few weeks during some periods of the year and so on, and that's again the problem of organizing everything. But if we start in that way, although this kind of job waits for us, whichever approach we take in doing this job. Some people can do, let's say, next few months, but after that they will be occupied with some other things and so on. So we shall solve these problems how they appear. But at least if we expect that this kind of proposal will be accepted integration panel, let's say, till the beginning of the May or maybe 10th of the May, maybe till our next telephone call. We have to wait for it, but before that, if the proposal is not accepted yet by IP, we can make some inquiry asking Latin Generation Panel members who is available, let's say, in next few months, I mean, till the August, for example, because usually people are going on holidays in August, and to see how many manpower we have. If we have lack of the manpower, we shall try to find some other solution, try to overcome this issue. But without exact data, we cannot proceed. Dennis, please, your hand is up.
Hi, Marjana. Yes, thank you.
Hi, hello.
So let me ask you, I mean, we discussed over the document about whether we do this in parallel or serial, but I think I didn't ask, is there a deadline Because I understand the motivation of doing parallel work. I mean, it's going to be somewhat faster. But, I mean, the overlying question is there a deadline that it's motivating us to do this parallel work instead of doing serial work? And to point out, my preference would be to do serial work so that we have a definitive, finalized, complete, defined set of coupon repertoire from which we build the variant sets. Other than, because it will be some, and that's why you are accounting for the integration piece, right? Because there are going to be some mismatch between variants and coupon repertoire that you may want to, and so if you're already accounting for that, would a serial or maybe semi-serial, right? You start working on the coupon repertoire and at some point you start working on the variant sets to a point where you have an almost definite work on variants instead of doing complete parallel works, you offset the variant. But again, the overlying question is there a deadline? What's the motivation of doing either parallel work and not serial?
Yes, I understand your question. During our Copenhagen meeting, we had a meeting with integration panel with our first proposal, first version of the work one proposal. And though in this plan, we had proposed the same thing as you are proposing now. I mean, first to finish code point repertoire, and after that to start processing variants. But integration panel thinks that we can maybe approach that problem in a different way, but let's discuss it now. The integration panel thinks, because we have started to work pretty late, I mean most of the, not most, Greek panel is also didn't start work yet, or maybe they will starting soon, but the other panels like Cyrillic and Armenian have done some kind of work. Armenian panel has finished the work, and Cyrillic panel has released some kind of their work. I think they are somehow in the state. Maybe Sarmad knows exactly. Maybe they are now in commenting period or something like this. And IT thinks that if we wait to develop first our code point repertoire, the other panels has to wait. I mean, the work of the other panels has to wait us till we finish our work, because their work cannot be put in LGR. That's how I understood things. Sarmad, please clarify it if I was wrong.
So I think, thank you, Mariana. What you're saying is generally correct, except that I think Cyrillic panel and Greek panel will still have to wait till Latin is done. So it's not that if we do this work earlier, Cyrillic panel can actually go ahead, because as I said, until Latin panel is done, all these three or four scripts will be integrated together.
Yes.
That's the most likely chance. But as you said, Cyrillic panel is almost done their work. They're finalizing their proposal, which should be out for public comment soon. So what integration panel was suggesting was that once the Cyrillic panel posts its basically proposal for public comment, if Latin generation panel has had some exposure to looking both at not only code point repertoire but also variants, they would probably be in a better position to comment on Cyrillic generation panel work. So I think that's really the motivation of trying to look at variants and code point repertoire at the same time. Of course, more generally speaking, you know, beyond just the Cyrillic panel, it is obviously possible to do these things in sequence. Probably that would be the best way, but or, you know, that would be at least one of the good ways of doing it. However, that may also have some practical limitations because, you know, given the size of this group, if there are many people, they may actually get better engaged if there are more things to do. In any case, that's something which the dynamics of this generation panel will work out over time. And just the last comment, I think at this point, this is still a tentative plan as far as ICANN is concerned. You know, obviously, the generation panel reserves rights to update this plan, change this plan as they get into more details and get into the work itself. So again, I would say that, you know, it's good to finalize something which seems reasonable and then move on, and then I think there will be opportunity to revise this plan if that's required. Thanks.
I can make as many versions as if it's necessary, but I mean of the work plan, but that's how I understood, and I'm now, Sarmad, your discussion a little bit confused me.
So, sorry, I didn't want to confuse you. What I'm suggesting is that if this is acceptable for most of you, I would suggest let's go with this plan. And if there is need to change it over, you know, 3 months down the road, that can always be done. But what I was suggesting was that if generally everybody is okay with this plan, this would be a good starting point.
Oh, thank you, Sarmad. So, I really cannot judge how many differences will be should be processed in 5.1 activity, but I don't see it as a big challenge. I mean, I expect no more than 10 to 20 code points and maybe some code points with which we don't know what we shall do, because we shall find those code points to be included in MSR2, and we shall need instructions from integration panel what to do with them. On the other hand, we have discussed a little bit about the quantity of the work which should be done with inside group 1 and group 2, and this is the place where I need some help from the panel, because I'm not very, let's say, I'm not very, very good with, I have tested how the things could be done, I mean, in developing code points, but let's try to judge roughly, but if we make something wrong, we can change it later. That, for example, the work in developing code points and developing variants are 4-1 or something like this, 3-1. We have to guess it somehow. Oh, that's just an impression, because we have to, for 180 languages to scan in the first round, and yes, so I can calculate how many time it is necessary for do this, and how many people we shall need for this kind of approach, and I can put it on email to see if there is any other if someone sees better these topics than me, and we can say, let's say, four people will be assigned to work group 1 and 1 people to work group 2, and ask the panel how many people could start working on this. in the situation if IP can accept, will accept this proposal, because it is, high time to finish this. Although we are working on this proposal just 4 months, no more than that, but we have done, we have improved the things much better, and at the end we have, we said that if something drops out, which is out of our control or what we didn't, we couldn't see in advance, we have, as Armand said, we can adjust our working plan. Is there anyone who will add something to my discussion, long discussion? No one is raising hand. Okay. The next step, I will prepare. There is one thing which we didn't discuss yet. It was the question from Dennis, I think. Why should we have this repertoire for public comment in 5.3 before we have finished the whole work? And I think that Sarma told me this is some kind of practice, a good practice, according to the panel who has done their work. But please, Sarma, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I didn't recollect this in the proper way.
Thanks, Mariana. So yes, I think this is what I had suggested earlier, based on what was done by the Arabic Generation Panel. And what I would actually probably suggest is that it may actually be useful to do more than just one public comment. And this is going to be a public comment not by the by ICANN, but by directly by the Generation Panel itself. So it's more of an informal public comment, not a formal ICANN public comment. It actually would be very useful to do this public comment after the principles for inclusion, exclusion are determined, and also the principles for variance are discussed and decided, because I think it will be very useful to get input from the technical community and the larger community on those, in addition to public comment on repertoire and then public comment on variants. It just gives Generation Panel flavor of what the community, larger community, is thinking. So that's that was the idea behind it. Obviously, it's up to the Generation Panel to decide when and how many public comments they'd like to do informally. The process only requires one formal public comment at the end when the process is completed. Thank you.
Dennis, are you satisfied with the explanation, or shall we change this activity? Oh, Dennis is typing. Maybe he's. So, Dennis, if you have some other kind, Dennis, plus one Sarmad, information comments after developing criteria, then after repertoire variant and Valère rules. Do you think information comments? I don't understand it completely.
So I think what Dennis is saying is that it would be good to have these informal comments after all these stages.
Yeah, but I don't mind. I think it is very good. But we have, but we can put it in that way that during this comment period we had, we can proceed with our standard work. I mean.
Right, right. That's, yes, that's probably normally what has been the practice, that we release something for public comment and move on
and
to the next
proceed,
set of things while,
yeah,
while
waiting for the public. Okay, I'll try to put, I like to hear the community what they think about our work, because community can be sometimes very clever. I'll try to put the new new public, informal public comments after all these three, according to the Dennis proposal, after developing criteria, after repertoire, after variant, it means it's something Serbian, sorry. I have a problem, Sarban. Do we have anywhere on the net the things which we see now in Adobe Connect room? I mean, those comments and these discussions from chatters could be very useful sometimes, and I don't know how to find them.
So I can share these with you after the meeting. That's not a problem.
Please.
Email these to the email list.
Please, thank you very much, because sometimes I cannot write everything what is going, and I'm too old to do three tasks in the same time, and the comments in the chat room could be very valuable. I mean, so please share it with us. Thank you. So I will put the Dennis proposal in the working plan and try to structure it that it doesn't prolong our work, and I'll put it again in Google Docs for everybody can comment it, and I'll try to prepare the new version of proposal. Format it and do whatever it is necessary to send it to the integration panel. And I will ask someone to volunteer after I have done all these things to check my English language. Is there any volunteer? Bill is usually doing it. Are you volunteering, Bill, now? To check again my English language when I finish it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay. I'm satisfied. We have been very productive today. We see, let's say, the end of our next step, and I have to prepare a few things. I will share it with the group in the next week or so, and I hope we can. First, I will do the proposal till the end, and after that I'll try to proceed what are my thoughts about how the work could be organized, and because our main goal now is to send a proposal to the integration panel, and we are almost at the end of the hour. Is there anyone who
Mats has a question?
Mats, please, sorry, I didn't see you. Mats, please, the floor is yours. Mats and Michael. First,
thank you. I suggest that we have meetings every week. We keep the hour and have meeting every week, so we have quicker progress.
I see if I can do it in a short period of time, because I have three tracks parallel, so I'm a little bit, let's say, solved. But I'll do my best. There is another problem. People from the generation panel are used to have this course every 2 weeks, and maybe they have some other obligations, so we have to make another doodle poll to see. Let's see how this, let's for this time, let's have next phone call, next conference in 2 weeks. Before there is a lot of job to be done for this proposal to be sent and some preparation according to this plan, how shall we work in the future. And after that, we can consider if we can have a call every week. Sorry, I think it is a little bit too much in this period of time. Or we shall start doodle to see what the community, or I mean what the panel members think. Michael, the floor is yours now.
Yes, hi. I just want to say we walked through the proposal itself, but integration panel had one comment regarding the substance of the appendix. I think we can basically leave it as it is. Maybe we should just insert one remark, something like, okay, the data from the appendix comes from there and there, and we realized that this data is not complete, and I think that should
I can remember that you said something like this, but I was not sure that you put it in the appendix. Sorry, I didn't check appendix soon. But please,
the
if
appendix
you...
appendix wasn't contained in the document you shared with me, so I couldn't put anything in, but I think it's if you would just put one sentence in the of the sort I suggested just now into the proposal, then that should settle the issue. Something like, wherever we say reference to appendix, we say appendix one presents some languages which make use of Latin script. This list is not exhaustive, something like that.
So, sorry, will you be so kind to send to put this sentence in, I mean these few sentences in the proposal, please? You will do it better than me.
I could. I don't have write access to the file you shared with me by email. I can send it to you by email, the sentence, or you can...
I thought everybody has... I don't know what is going on with these authorizations. I'm trying... I'll authorize again the both data sets to everyone. It's just a few clicks on the Google Docs, so that anyone can add whatever it... And you put it when you think it is the most appropriate, because you have better feeling for this than me. Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you very much. I'll share the both documents immediately after this call. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this. Okay, Max is suggesting a doodle to see if members can attend a meeting every week. So please, Sarmad, will you do this? Could you do this? Or shall I do it?
No, that's fine. Do we need a doodle poll? It's the same. Would the same time every week work? People who are on the call, these are the people who normally join.
You
can just respond in a second now in the chat box, I think that should be good enough. Same time every week, is that something you could do? We are, I think, then done with this rather than...
Where is this checkbox? Where is this checkbox? It is somewhere in the...
No, I'm just saying chat box. Just write in the chat room if you can attend the meeting every week right now. Just type it in.
Oh, just to type in the chat room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Who can attend the meeting every week? Please... send your agreement typing it in the chat room. Oh, painful is for Bill. 5 a.m. It's too early for him. Okay. Let's wait for all people who are trying to put something. Yes, Sarmad, please.
Yes, it seems like everybody's okay
for
doing it on a weekly basis.
Yeah, please, but please, if nobody's typing anymore, I mean, I don't want to break anyone's typing, to break anyone's typing, because we are at the end of the hour, so we have to close our telephone call for today. And thank you very much for all people to everybody who joined us together. And I hope we shall have a fruitful cooperation in the future. Thank you, everyone. Matt is typing. Oh, Matt is typing. Goodbye. Okay. Goodbye, everyone, and see you next week.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sarmat, please send me the things from the chat room.